This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. We've got our weekly bloggers roundtable coming right up, but we are going to take a look at what's happening on our blog, News and Views, first. And with me is our web producer, Jeffrey Bennett. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So I understand that today is a big day in the Black blogosphere.
Indeed. Today, the winners of the 2007 Black Weblog Awards are announced. Now, these awards honor the best Black blogs in over 30 categories.
Say that 10 times fast.
Exactly.
Best Black blog, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they honor the best Black blogs. There you go. And over 30 categories like news, business, gossip, and design. And they grew out of a need to recognize the Black blogosphere in a way that hadn't been done previously. And some of these previous winners have actually turned their blogs into businesses, like the woman behind the popular gossip site Young Black and Fabulous. She has enough traffic going to her site each day that she's able to sell ad space and pocket the revenue. But that's the exception to the rule. Most people can't quit their day jobs. And they blog out of a personal catharsis.
At least not yet. And so going back to our own blog, what stories have people talking?
Well, the discovery and release of Coretta Scott King's FBI files has people talking on our blog and elsewhere. One of our listeners, Bob Kingston, said, "It's sad and confounding that the government would go to such great lengths to keep tabs on King's wife. Makes us wonder who else they're surveilling these days." So the beginnings of a conspiracy theory there. And last week's Civil Rights Commission report about affirmative action and law school admissions generated a lot of conversation when we first posted the story on our blog, and then even more after we had the commission's chairman on the show to talk about it.
And as usual on our blog, we love having people weigh in on their own personal experiences and then a lot of times having them on the air. What are we looking for this week?
Well, we're covering the 50th anniversary of Little Rock Nine's desegregation of Arkansas Central High School. So we're looking for folks who actually desegregated their own local school districts. And we're also looking for people who can help illustrate this national problem of mortgage defaults. And everyone can hit us up on our blog.
All right. Well, Jeff, we hope that we've already gotten some great responses on desegregation, so yeah. Love people to check in. Thanks again, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeff Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes.